Accession number 11718, Rule 5.
Mr. Glasshoff for Rule 5.
Yes, I was going to the Russian Zondu. You could hardly avoid it because they had a large sector, and if you wanted to visit anyone, they would have been as likely to live in the Russian zone as elsewhere. And I had a girlfriend in the Russian zone. We had a game because we were very poor students at the time and couldn't afford the streetcar fare. So sometimes we would go on a streetcar, and if the conductor came around, we would sort of mutter something that sounded like Russian, and they would leave us alone. But otherwise, we were very wary of the Russians and always gave them the white berth because they had a very bad reputation for being aggressive and as likely to rob you of your watch or something as not. But I never personally had any bad experiences.
Did you have any friends or associates who did?
No, I can't say I did. The only thing is my brother-in-law, who is an engineer, and told some stories just after the war when the Russians came and shipped a lot of equipment back to Russia that they plundered, and he was rather shocked by a Russian soldier loading some telephone sets into a box car with a coal shovel. But that he thought that was rather primitive. But I think it probably was true. But they took a lot of things that they fancied away with them.
Did they run any kind of socialist system in their part of Vienna?
Only just after the war, when they came in and everybody was starving, they had some soup kitchens. I was told they had mostly pea soup and things like that for the starving population. They did have that apparently.
Was there much difference between the British, American, and French zones? Was there a French zone?
There was a French zone, yes. Well, there was, there was this, at the head of the thing, before they went, there was this four in a jeep, you see. There was joint patrol, you see, four. It was always an American jeep with a Russian, a Frenchman, a Brit, and an American in it. American was usually doing the driving. And they were the patrols. They were, and I think they could go anywhere. Otherwise, actually, you could move in Vienna quite freely. There was no checkpoints or anything. You could move from one sector to the other. And as far as that goes, there was no difference, really.
But was it preferable to live in one zone rather than another?
Well, only because, you might feel a bit safer in one zone than another. Because at the time, the Cold War started, and with the trouble in Berlin, which was in a similar situation, you might think, well, you might get stuck in the Russian sector and not be able to get out or something like that. But as it turned out, it never did.
What was the political feeling in Vienna in the immediate post-war years? Had there been a change in political attitudes?
Well, no, it went back actually to very much the same as it was before the war. The blacks, which meant the conservatives, Catholic party, against the socialists. And, of course, the socialists were riding a bit higher then, and as they still are. They've always had a coalition since then, in one form or another.
Always had a what?
A coalition. government. It's called the Grand Coalition. I think at the moment that the Chancellor is a Social Democrat. In the last elections, the Blacks, as they're called, didn't do too well. And up and coming is Jörg Haider, who's regarded as a neo-Nazi. And he got, I think, something like 20 or 30% of the vote.
In Vienna or Austria?
In Austria. Which is a bit alarming.